The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life, a life savings company for your journey to and through retirement.
Coming up this week, Ireland is going to be in attendance at the UN General Assembly, which of course brings together leaders and ministers from across the globe. And one of the representatives of Ireland will be the Minister of State for International Development, Neil Richmond, who's also Fine Gael TD for Dublin Rathdown. And Minister, we'll talk a bit about international development and the support for it a moment. But first, from the UN's perspective, the two major global issues in conflict terms are the mass civilian deaths in Gaza and the Russian aggression in Ukraine. Have you even the smallest hope that the UN will be able to do anything impactful on either of those?
I do have hope. You have to have hope. But there's two things I think we're going to see this week, particularly in relation to Gaza, that will be meaningful. We'll see a number of countries, including the United Kingdom, Australia, France, Belgium, actually officially recognise the state of Palestine for the first time. Ireland, as you'll remember, did this about 14 months ago alongside Spain and Norway. And that's a real statement of intent in terms of trying to get the two-state solution. Secondly, there will be a number of debates and motions on Gaza. But for us who are travelling in the delegation, myself, the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, and Minister Dara O'Brien, it'll be an amazing opportunity to continue to put the pressure on colleagues, particularly EU colleagues, because this week we saw the European Commission announce a new set of sanctions against certain Israeli figures, but also changes to the EU-Israel Association Agreement in relation to trade, something they haven't done before. Now, we need to start the campaign to actually get that passed by a qualified majority vote at the next European Council meeting. So it gives us the opportunity to really put the hard press on a number of member states at the UN, but also to continue to be a voice for international law and the rule of law, particularly as it refers to the ongoing Russian assault on Ukraine.
Well, in relation to that assault, we are seeing Russian aggression now beyond the borders of Ukraine, very thinly veiled. NATO warplanes scrambling overnight because of incursions into Estonia, drones being shot down over Poland. And now we're seeing cyber attacks on several European airports currently ongoing, with a lot of analysts suggesting that there may be a state actor behind that. Are we fooling ourselves that a member of the UN Security Council will be pressured at all by any resolutions, meetings or discussions?
No, but if we don't do those resolutions, we don't have those discussions. But also, if we don't use this opportunity, and this is something I'm very aware of, there are a considerable amount of countries whose stance on this war has, to be quite frank, diluted in recent months because there's been fatigue. And for those who aren't living in Eastern Europe in particular, they're starting to think, oh, that's something that happened a couple of years ago. Does it really have an impact? It's very clear in Ireland that it's having a very real impact on our grocery prices, on our energy prices, but also these hybrid warfare attacks that we're starting to see. Let's not forget that our own health system was a victim of a cyber attack about 2 years ago, and it's believed, whilst it was a non-state actor, it was a non-state actor in the form of a criminal gang based in Russia. So this will continue if we, in the European Union in particular, don't continue to do everything as we can to support Ukraine and support our own defence and security.
What about the matters then within your own brief, that being international development? We saw the disassembling of US aid in the early days of this administration, which it directly had a significant impact, but indirectly it sends a message about the global community's concern for those most in need. Are you worried for the kind of supports that are being provided by UN members to the developing world?
I'm extremely worried, Anton. And first thing I must say is that yesterday we announced we launched the annual report of Irish aid that shows that Ireland is now contributing more to overseas development aid than we have done in the history of the Irish aid programme. And we're going to continue to increase that. But however, whilst USAID has been dismantled, we've also seen our friends in the United Kingdom, in the Netherlands, in Sweden, in Belgium, in a load of other countries that would have been seen as good donor countries reducing their contribution to ODA in the past year. And this is really, really damaging. What is equally damaging is the deliberate undermining of UN agencies such as the WHO, UNICEF and UNRWA by by the US administration and others, but Ireland will be going to the United Nations to say very clearly that, that multilateralism works, and also to put forward the case that development and ODA, it's not just the right thing to do, it really is an investment. It's the investment in tackling the very real global difficulties and struggles that land at our doorsteps when we're talking about irregular migration, when we're talking about extremism, when we're talking about food and energy.
You're sort of swimming upstream to some extent. I mean, in the US, you're seeing a tide of jingoism and national internal focus, which is withdrawing from that kind of global role. And then for a lot of the countries which might wish to be more altruistic, huge amounts of their budgets are now being funneled into defence.
Yeah, and that's very clear. And you often get a very apologetic line from particularly our friends in Belgium and the United Kingdom. And that's fine, because we still want to make sure that they are in a position to come back to the table when they're in an economic position that's stronger. Because we can't forget that the Irish economy is going exceptionally well at the moment. It mightn't always say that, listening to commentators, but compared to other European countries, we are in a good position. But there are other countries who are making a choice. And our point is, we need to make the choice that it shouldn't be an either or, defence or development. They're absolutely intertwined. If you want to tackle the issues that cause and require you to increase your security levels, you need to have a developed development programme. The same way, if we're looking about trade diversification, if we're looking at new markets, we want to see countries, as we've seen already, Kenya and Tanzania, two of our oldest Irish aid partner countries, are now increasingly becoming trade partners rather than aid partners. It works, but we have to take it back to the United Nations to return that message, because the results are clear. We see maternal mortality reduced. We see poverty and hunger around the world going from 50% to 10% over the last 40 years. It can, yes, sometimes feel like swimming upstream, but it is not only the right thing to do, it is the intelligent thing to do.
Finally, Minister, I mentioned that cyber attack on airports across Europe, RTX, which is the company that it runs the outsourced check-in operations. It's saying it's working to deal with the disruption to its software. You described the HSE attack as one done by a criminal gang, but based in Russia. At this stage, have you any thoughts or insight as to where this might have happened from?
No, but that would probably come pretty clear. But if you have people already at this stage saying there's a fair idea that it could be coming from Eastern Europe, generally we have seen a consistent pattern coming from Russia and some Slavic states of criminal gangs that are allowed to operate, or indeed are operating in concert with government officials.
Minister, thank you very much. That is Neil Richman, Fine Gael TD for Dublin Rathdown.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.